Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts are two representatives of Dune Summer Theater out on the lakefront in are you in Michigan City?
Michigan City, Michiana Shores.
Michiana Shores. Mm-hmm. I know. I've been there. I really have. I just can't remember.
John, how many years back?
It was a while. I'll admit. No, a few times I've been. But Amy Black is president of the Dune Summer Theater, and Jeffrey Baumgartner is artistic director. So, Amy, I'm going to start with you and ask about Dune Summer Theater. Where is it, and how long has it been there?
Well, it's out on Shady Oak Drive and off of 12 in Michigan City, and it's actually been there since 1941.
Yeah.
Under a different name, and then in 1951, it became the Dunes Arts Foundation, a 501c3 mm-hmm. nonprofit organization. And then a year after that, they renamed it the Dunes Summer Theater. Mm-hmm. Very rich legacy. Purdue University used to have 4 accredited classes out there. Mm-hmm. Goodman Theater would send out their directors or their faculty, staff, mm-hmm. and their students, and that was sort of their training ground, if you will, in keeping their mm-hmm. craft honed. So we want to bring it back to those days and make it more of a regional theater, which was the initial intent mm-hmm. of the board back in 1951 when it became the Dune Summer Theater.
And you pay the actors.
We do. We tell them not to quit their day job. They get $120.
It's
enough
a token
for gas
stipend, but it's the first time in the company's history of introducing a stipend for actors. Yeah, sure. They've been paying directors. Again, don't quit your day job. But they've been directors and some designers and everything. Uh-huh. And I think actors continue to be often low man on. So it was time to recognize, and that has allowed us to dive into the Chicago market.
So how have you been evolving up late?
Wow, leaps and bounds. When we got there, Jeffrey and I started there sort of hands-on in the theater itself about 4 months ago. And honestly, it was just neglected. There was a lot of old props and old clothing and things that just needed
disrepair.
To be taken out. The disrepair, leaks everywhere, no air, no heat. The electrical system was horrific. And so what we've done since then, with the guidance also of our treasurer, Jim Morse, he's been absolutely terrific. He just retired from Exxon and wanted something to dive into, and he certainly dove in. But now we have new air conditioning, which the patrons are very, very pleased with, mm-hmm. because before you'd go and you had to bring your own self-fan. Mm-hmm. New electrical, new lighting system, new websites, online ticketing system, online donation system from our supporters and volunteers, which are critical to our revitalization. Mm-hmm. And we're working closely with Michigan City as well, because they're, as you know, are going through a whole economic revitalization effort too. Mayor Ron Meir was our steering committee chairman for our opening gala event. Mm-hmm. We had about 80 people out there, many who have never, didn't even know the theater existed. Others hadn't been there in 10 years because mm-hmm. It just sort of fell on fallow times, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we're really awakening it again, and a lot of spit, shine, and polish, and a lot of work has gone into it, and people walk in now, and they're absolutely thrilled and amazed.
And, John, the exciting thing is that it's 66th season of continuous operation.
And the season takes place just in the summer months.
And it's summer, except that we also put in heating for the first time.
Oh,
so there is an opportunity to finally have conversations about
year-round. So what are the summer shows this
summer
year?
Shows is, you know, when I came on in February, they said, this should be great. You should do like a couple of quality shows. And I said, that sounds good. We should do 6. So it has to show that there is tremendous growth. And I think our mandate really becomes lights come up, and there's got to be a wow factor. So the season is, we just closed last weekend, Red by John Logan, mm-hmm. which is, of course, that two-hander based on the master express abstract artist Mark Rothko. He mm-hmm. brings in an assistant, Ken, and we kind of see those voices. So that closed last weekend. We are in the throes right now of I Hate Hamlet mm-hmm. by Paul Rudnick, which opens next Thursday. It previews Thursday and Friday, opening Saturday. Then we
and
are
a Sunday
into,
matinee now.
And a Sunday matinee, 2 o'clock. We inherited a 6 p.m. Curtain time on Sundays, and we found that there's a dynamic to the demographic that is there. Mm-hmm. If you come out on the weekends and you're Chicago, mm-hmm. they leave. They want to get back home.
Right.
So now you could actually conceivably see the 2 o'clock show on your way out of town.
I see.
A lot of times, mm-hmm. You know, people have left their weekending. Stephen Sondheim's company is July 20th through July 30th, and it's 2 weekends. The typical schedule is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. You could still probably have a cocktail in your hand after the curtain and still watch that lovely sunset that's mm-hmm. out there on the South Shore.
That's nice.
And then we do in rotating repertory, there's a – I'm sorry, no, it's a Mousetrap is August 10 through 20. That's Agatha Christie. And then in rotating repertory, six performances of Love Letters, A.R. Gurney, who I understand – passed away yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and 5 minutes goes fast, and it's flown by.
And so there we are.
We'll have to have you back another time this summer yet. To
How's
talk
tomorrow
about.
At 10 a.m.?
Well, not then. We'll see. Don't push me.
Thank you for having us on. It means a lot to us.
Let's do that, though. Let's plan to have you
thanks,
back again
John,
once,
great.
Once more this summer.
Terrific.
Okay, well, thanks for coming out, and thank you for listening. And we'll be back with another edition of Eye on the Arts next week.